Texans Huddle is brought to you by Houston Community College. Start here. Go anywhere. Texans Huddle is also brought to you in part by Amegy Bank. Amegy Bank of Texas is proud to be the official bank of the Houston Texans. MD Anderson. MD Anderson, making cancer history. Texas Emergency Care Center. In network. In your neighborhood. In case of emergency. Ready or not, we are. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big.
Hi, everyone, and welcome inside NRG Stadium, inside the President's Suite here at NRG Stadium. I'm Patty Smith, alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Do you feel you need to be a little more proper in Jamie Root's suite here?
Very presidential in the Jamie Root suite, absolutely. And how about this? A winning Texans huddle.
A winning Texans huddle, our first one of the year, our first one in a long time, and boy, is it nice to talk about a W.
It really is, Patty, and they earned it through all three phases of play. Offense, defense, special teams. Bill O'Brien said this week it wasn't perfect. He didn't expect to see a perfect game because it was the first time the offense had been together in this era, really. So he wasn't expecting flawless performance, but he got a good performance. They got better as the game went along. They got help from special teams, certainly got help from defense, forcing those fumbles, and it all worked out for a W.
Well, let's check out all the highlights in this week's Texans Rewind.
Turn up a whole nother level. No, they ain't never seen before. Let's go!
Here's the gift of Morse. Blown up in the backfield! Watt is in there, Brooks Reed is in there, and they stop the play on third and short. Griffin fakes the give, steps out to his left, buying some time, and he's sacked! DJ Swearinger! Griffin gets the snap, here's the pressure, and Robert Griffin is sacked in midfield. Fitzpatrick fakes the give to Blue, backs up, looking, and he fires downfield, flag is down, caught, Hopkins takes by a tackler across the 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown Houston! 76 yards! Block punt! Here we go. The Texans recover, and they're going to score. Alfred Blue takes it to the house. Fitzpatrick barking signals. Gets the snap. Here's the rush. Ryan's going to run it. Takes it across the 45-40, and he's down at the 37-yard line. And it's over. Houston wins on opening day. 17-6 over the Washington Redskins. The Texans 1-0.
And Mark, probably my favorite play in that highlight package is one I want to revisit a little bit more with you, and that, of course, was Alfred Blue's block of the punt.
Outstanding, and that's our HCC play of the game. HCC, start here, go anywhere. And Bill O'Brien talked about this one during the week. Tarpinian opens up a little hole for Blue to shoot the gap, block the punt, and that turned the game around.
Yeah, Alfred Blue, boy, he's become a fast fan favorite. Of course, they all start chanting, Blue, Blue, not Boo.
Yeah.
But, you know, he gets it done on special teams. It wasn't necessarily needed in the backfield because Arian Foster really stepped up. We weren't sure what to expect from him, but a very nice performance from Arian.
Over 100 yards, and he earned every bit of it, Patty. You know, the way he ran so hard, when he was stacked up in the backfield or near the line of scrimmage, he was able to wiggle out of trouble, get a couple of yards where there might have been nothing. You haven't seen that game-breaking type of run yet from Arian Foster. I think you'll see that as the weeks go on here when the line gets a little more blocking experience in this new system and with Arian running behind them. And in regard to Blue and Jonathan Grimes, they're going to get some reps, but it's all about number 23 and what he can do for this football team.
Well, and staying on the offensive side of the ball, just give me your early impressions on how you thought Ryan Fitzpatrick did.
I said earlier this week, Ryan Fitzpatrick was like John Weeks, okay, in that you don't talk about him, right, because he didn't make any mistakes. He kind of showed up, 14 completions. He made them count. Got some key third down conversions in the second half. They had trouble with third downs in the first half. Got better after the break. Fitzpatrick hits the big play to DeAndre Hopkins. That was huge. And I think he's going to get better as he continues to work with these new weapons. I mean, how about Andre Johnson? You know, so quietly racks up 93 yards on six catches. He's averaged six in his career. That's the top average, by the way, in the history of the NFL for receivers who have played 100 games or more. So he continues to amaze.
All right, back over to the other side of the ball. And, you know, Clowney, the loss of Clowney, obviously huge for this Houston Texans defense.
Yeah, it is, Patty. It's too bad. He's out 4 to 6 weeks, and you've got to get him back soon. But how often do you have it where you lose a guy who's the top overall pick in the draft, and then you can replace him with a first-round draft choice from a couple of years ago, who, by the way, has played pretty well in his career. It's not like Whitney Mercilus is a bust. He's a good player, and he's only going to get better in this system. Had a good game against Washington, and you want to see him continue to improve under Coach Mike Vrabel, coaching linebackers, of course, and Romeo Crennel, the defensive coordinator. I think they're in good shape with Mercilus, but you get thinner at the position. You know, now Jason Ankrah probably becomes that third guy. They need a rotation at outside linebacker to rush the passer. One day at a time, they look okay with Mercilus. They got to get Clowney back.
Well, and the one guy you did not mention, Brooks Reed, played out of his mind.
Yeah, Brooks Reed, look, how much criticism had he taken in the offseason? Hey, he's an outside linebacker, supposed to get a lot of sacks, right? Well, he made his presence felt. Now, played with his hair on fire, as the cliche goes. And he's got plenty of hair to be on fire. So he was awesome. But we haven't really said much about 99 either. And J.J. Watt was a monster, blocking the extra point, really kind of turning things around. You know, you want to talk about momentum changers. They score a touchdown, but they miss the extra point. Such a deflating moment for an opponent. And I think from then on, the Texans captured the momentum and they got the lead eventually with the Hopkins touchdown. They never gave it up.
Well, and finally, you know, you talked about all three facets. We did touch on special teams a little bit, but Demaris Johnson kind of comes out of nowhere, puts this team in a good field position throughout the course of the game, is out there lined up at receiver. Who is this guy?
Yeah, who is he exactly? I mean, Devere Posey was a healthy scratch, and Demaris Johnson is your return man. Previously, Keyshawn Martin was labeled the return guy, but Johnson showed them enough after being picked up earlier in the week after he was released from Philadelphia, and he showed them enough in practice to say, give me a shot. He got all the shots. I don't know what happens against Oakland. Don't even ask, because, hey, Bill O'Brien, it's the era of unpredictability. But Johnson ends up starting at wide receiver, leaving me as the play-by-play man in an awkward situation. I have Andre Johnson. I got Demaris Johnson. I got a lot of Johnsons over here, okay? So we got to keep all this together. Demaris Johnson's going to be interesting, though, because he's got speed. He can make plays. We'll see how they use him moving forward.
All right, well, like any good coach speak, it's time to put that one behind us and look forward. And after this timeout, we will do just that. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Well, as I said, Mark, we've put that one behind us. We are looking forward, and next up on the docket is a nice little West Coast trip to Oakland.
Derek Carr, David's little brother, Patty, and I threw passes with Derek Carr after practice when he was in sixth and seventh grade. It's kind of odd for me to be broadcasting this game, and there's Derek, who I talked to at the Combine as well. Just a great kid. And it kind of pains me to see what the Texans defense is about to do to him. No, but it's a very weird situation, because I want to pull for the guy, but obviously the Texans have to come out with a win here. I mean, let's be serious. Do well next week, Derek.
Yeah, they definitely do. But it's interesting because we've got guys like Shane Lechler going back to Oakland, very familiar with playing there with the fans. But really, not only Lechler, head coach Bill O'Brien and some of the other players are also looking forward to heading to Oakland.
Playing on the road, as everybody knows, is difficult in the NFL, you know, and especially going to a place like Oakland where it's their home opener. You know, it's going to be rowdy. But those games are a lot of fun, too, just in terms of, you know, we've been stressing so much communication and handling adversity and handling noise. And so that'll be some of the big things for us going into this first road game during the season, is just making sure that everybody's on the same page.
I've heard a lot about it. I understand it's a pretty neat environment. So it's always good when you're going into a good fan base. You know, that's what football is about. It's fun to see passionate and loyal fans, no matter if they're your team or not. But as a team, you know, going on the road brings you closer. You have to be a tight-knit group to go on the road and try and come away with a victory. So it's a good opportunity, and we're looking forward to it.
Going to the Black Hole, a tough place to play indeed. And, you know, it's funny because I was talking to Dwayne Brown about this, Patty, and I said, yeah, you know, the fans make a lot of noise. He said, yeah, they always pack the place. No, they don't. It's that even 50,000, 40,000 in there, those Raider fans, whoever is there, they're crazy loud. It does become one of the louder places to play, even when it's not totally packed. I expect a pretty good crowd, though, because it is their home opener.
Yeah, it's absolutely going to be fun. And, you know, I had a chance to catch up with DJ Swearinger. He's looking forward to taking a little bit of his swag back to Oakland.
Swag and the two spoons and everything. I mean, he's awesome, right? He's just one quote after another as well, but he backs it up with good play on the field, and I liked it when he asked him to evaluate his performance against Washington.
I feel like I played a very competitive game. I can do a lot better. I'm looking to do a lot better this week. with you know, some of my communications with you know, with everything, you know, just polishing up some of the plays that I think I could have made. And I'm just looking to get better every week.
What about as a team? Obviously, it was 350-some days since your last win, but to kind of get that monkey off your back and get that win, you know what it was like for you last year. Just take us through what that feeling was like.
The feeling was great. We practiced all week. Like, we practiced all week hard. Like, every day was a game, and we just carried that over. We're going to keep that 2-14 in the back of our minds. We never want to go back to that, so that's why we're working hard every day, every play, you know, to keep this W streak going.
You know, I mentioned some of the really nice plays that you made, getting your first sack and the fumble recovery, but take us through that sack and what that feeling was like.
I figured that play was coming. It was sort of an instinctive play, you know, something I seen on film. I was telling the guys before the play, the boot's coming. I had a chance. I seen the hole open, and I took my chance to go get him, and it was a nice play by me. And it was just a play that I was just been seeing on film all week, and it was just playing football.
You know, you're so animated out there. You get so fired up, so excited, and you know the little thing you do after a big play. Your little, what is that?
Two spoons for that. And I've been doing that since my junior year. You know, I always used to be talking about eating. You know, I used to just eat with one spoon. My junior year, you know, I stepped up the game a little bit, started using two spoons, and that's where that comes from.
Two spoons. So when you look at, you know, you have that feeling now of getting to RG3, now heading into Oakland, Derek Carr, a rookie quarterback back there. You've got a bit of a taste for that now, but just not only from getting to him, but just being back there in the secondary. Is this something you're kind of licking your chops for a little bit?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Anytime, any type of rookie, whether it's a quarterback or running back, wide receiver, you want to introduce a rookie to the league. I was introduced, as a matter of fact, the Raiders game last year to the NFL. So, you know, I'm looking for a little revenge on the Raiders myself. And also, you know, having a rookie quarterback, you know, we got to get a lot of pressure on him. You know, try to confuse him early so he can throw us off.
You know, you take a little bit of, I don't know if heat is the right word, but obviously someone that's talked about a lot, whether it was because of the Peyton Manning stuff or just some of the, just the way you play. You're a very physical guy. Does that affect or change anything for you, or just kind of how are you taking all that in at this point?
If anything, it's used as motivation. You know, I add fire to the flame, you know, when they talk about me, you know. You know, I always, since I was a little kid, you know, use the people that was talking about me to my advantage. I use that as fire to my flame. And, it never gets to me in a bad way. You know, I always say people are going to say what they want to say about you. So you just got to, let it go in one ear out the other. And, you know, keep it in the back of the mind for when you make a play. You know, you get back at those people when you make plays.
You've got to love the passion of DJ Swearinger, and I think the secondary feeds off of him, maybe the entire defense. You know, I know you have a lot of vocal guys like Cushing and Watt and everything, and guys who back it up with great play, but Swearinger has this infectious personality, and I think everybody benefits from his energy.
Well, no doubt, and one of his teammates there in the secondary, Kareem Jackson, is also doing some very interesting things off the field, and we'll tell you what that is when we come back. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Well, as I mentioned, Kareem Jackson having a big week off the field. He has a brand new clothing line that was introduced last week out here at NRG Stadium.
Yeah, this is something that I really admire, Patty, because I couldn't do this. I depend on Joseph A. Bank to help me with my wardrobe, but Kareem can take care of business by himself. But he did get some help from his teammates to inspire him. They voted him best dressed, and also the folks at Majestic Threads and New Era, helping Kareem put this whole thing together.
I had a great opportunity to, you know, sit down this offseason and, you know, create some shirts and hats for, you know, the Texan store here in the stadium, you know. And, you know, definitely had a lot of fun with it. So, you know, we're here today, and for the launching of it, you know, I have a couple T-shirts and a couple hats that's going to launch today. And, you know, I hope everybody enjoys it. Pretty much came up with all of them on my own, you know. Just did a little brainstorming, looked at a couple different patterns, you know, T-shirt materials and, you know, materials for the hats and stuff. And, you know, all right, I came up with, you know, the Fly Guy line. Anytime, you know, I'm putting something together, it definitely has to be something that I will wear, you know. But at the same time, you have to think about other people, you know, and what the things that they like. So, I mean, once you take that in consideration, you know, you try to put something together that everybody will like. Like I said, it definitely was a great opportunity, but, you know, for now, you know, we'll just have to leave it at this, and, you know, maybe after the season, we can take it a little further.
And, Mark, I saw these items down in the Go Texans store. They're very cool. There's a total of 10 shirts, 5 for men, 5 for women, and 5 caps.
Yeah, and every month, Kareem's going to unveil another cap and shirt, a new cap and shirt, exclusively at the Go Texans store, so check those out.
All right, guess what time it is?
It's mailbag time, and it's brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today. We'll find out what Drew is doing this week. I don't think he has a mullet involved, but it's usually pretty entertaining.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were there. It's mailbag time. Drew Doherty here. And remember, if you send in a question and it's the best question of the mailbag, you get some Texans Lottery scratch-off tickets. So, hey, get to work, because I've been working. So let's answer some of your questions. Chato Lide, who he's won before, but you're not winning today, but it is a good question. Is there any cap space left after JJ's new contract? Keep up the hard work because it pays. Thanks for investing in some megawatt action. Well, there will be cap space, even though the Texans don't release the terms, but yes, there will be cap space left. John Inskipped has this. Do you know the Muffin Man? No, I do not know the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man!
Chris Royal wants to know, what side of town has a Sonic and Papa John's on the same block so I can get my free slush and half-price pizza after we smash the skins? Google!
That was easy.
Barry Terrell, or is it Terrell? He has this. My question for Drew, is it vodka or rum you were drinking this morning before you made this video? You have definitely gotten comfortable in your job, and it shows. Well, thanks for that, and I didn't drink anything other than maybe some Diet Coke and some water.
You're drinking the wrong water.
My boss, Mark Vandermeer, said to let it rip on this segment, so I'm letting it rip. And thanks for the compliment, even though it doesn't take liquid courage to make me get more comfortable.
Well, clearly Drew needs medication, but he'll be back at it again next week with the mailbag.
Well, if that wasn't fun enough, we have one more really fun little segment here as we close out the show, and it involves Jonathan Joseph and a bull.
That's right, Patty. Jonathan had a very different kind of roommate during training camp this year. Stay tuned for that.
Be sure to go to HoustonTexans.com to register for your chance to win Lunch with a Texan, which includes lunch in the Texans cafeteria with the Texans Community Player of the Year, food provided by Whataburger, and a tour of the Houston Texans team facilities. September's nominees are cornerback Jonathan Joseph, defensive tackle Tim Jamison, and safety Shiloh Kale.
Texans Huddle is brought to you by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. Texans Huddle is also brought to you in part by Amegy Bank. Amegy Bank of Texas is proud to be the official bank of the Houston Texans. MD Anderson. MD Anderson, making cancer history. Texas Emergency Care Center. In-network, in your neighborhood. In case of emergency, ready or not, we are. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. All right, Mark, we are just a couple days away from heading out to Oakland. What are you most looking forward to seeing?
The Ninja. I want to see Antonio Smith. You know, he plays with the Raiders now, and I saw a video that they put on their website. It made me nostalgic for the Ninja, Tonstradamus, the Cowboy. Stop me if I run out of nicknames, because he's got plenty of them. You know, we're going to see Matt Schaub out there. How about this? You could see Matt Schaub, Derek Carr, David Carr, all talking together, and maybe Andre Johnson coming over into the group, and then I'll just get in on that photo op. I mean, I'm going to jump right in there because it's all about me.
It's always all about you, but we do have one more little thing in the show that's really not about you. It's about Jonathan Joseph.
It is, and Jonathan, you know, we're in the regular season now, but during training camp, Jonathan was assigned a roommate, and he was not happy about that.
This year for training camp, and every other year, you always told that you're going to have a roommate. And me personally, I was told this year that I would have an old seasoned veteran on the team, and me thinking that I would have Andre Johnson. So, you know, I was more than ecstatic to hear that news.
Whoa, this has got to be a joke. What are you doing here?
Not Andre Johnson. Really? Come on, man. Just want to relax, watch TV, study my playbook. But now I have to deal with this animal night in and night out and every day in this room. Toro is a slob. Hair everywhere, room's a mess, stinks, and I'm stuck with it.
What did you eat, Toro? Come on.
He has this thing of just walking around the room naked as if he's alone in here.
Whoa.
Please put on some clothes, man.
And it's just kind of ruined me. I'm almost scarred for life.
Toro, can you just stop please wearing my clothes? Look at this.
Sleep? You can just forget about it. He's constantly nagging me, watching Animal Planet on TV all day, playing video games, and once I do fall asleep, the guy just won't leave me alone.
Your side, my side. Your side, my side.
Finally, last night of training camp, out of all these nights, I finally come up with a plan.
Man, Toro, put on some clothes. I've seen way more of Toro than I ever want to see.
Well, I never thought I'd say this, but I've seen enough of Mark than I want to see, and you guys have seen enough of us because we are out of time, but be sure to tune back in on Sunday at 2 p.m., Texans Countdown Live, and then flip back over to Fox Sports Southwest after the game for Texans Wrap Live, where we are hopefully wrapping up a second consecutive win.
The Black Hole!
For the Houston Texans.
Shut up!
Have a great weekend, everyone.